B'tachon for Life, Shir 516, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev. We are explaining the Pasuk, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, and we explain that it has a deeper meaning than just a simple understanding that we are waiting for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua. We are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. We are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, meaning we are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Himself, because He's in a tzara. Whenever we are in a tzara, the Rabbeinu Shalom's also in the tzara, kaviyachol. Like we say in the Pasuk in Yoshev B'Seser, Yikra'eni ve'e'enehu, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, He will call me and I will answer Him. Imoy anoichi b'tzara, I am together with Him in the tzara. And that Pasuk is teaching us a very powerful reason that we will be zeicha to a Yeshua. Because it's not only us that is in a tzara, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom that's in a tzara. And therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the tzara with us, Yikra'eni ve'e'enehu, when we call out to Him, He will answer us. And there's a very important concept that we have to keep in mind over here. When a person davens for his tzara, he can either only have in mind his tzara, or he can also have in mind the Rabbeinu Shalom's tzara. And that is a much more powerful tefillah when you have in mind the Rabbeinu Shalom's tzara. So therefore, when we say, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, number one, of course we want a Yeshua. But number two, if we could have in mind that we are davening for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also needs a Yeshua when we are stuck, when we have a tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, if we could have that in mind, that is much more powerful than just davening for ourselves. If we could have in mind for the Rabbeinu Shalom's tzara at the same time, Be'ezah Hashem, we will be zeicha to see the Yeshua. The most powerful tefillah is not only to daven for ourselves, but to daven for the Rabbeinu Shalom's tzara. So when we repeat the Pasuk, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, first of all, we have kavana for our own tzara, and we want that the Rabbeinu Shalom should send us a Yeshua. But if we could repeat it again, and have in mind, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm waiting for your Yeshua. When a person doesn't have parnasa, Rachmana Litzlan, when a person's health is in trouble, when a person needs children, when a person needs a shidduch, the Rabbeinu Shalom is in the same pain. And if you could have in mind him also, and not just yourself, Be'ezah Hashem, you will be zeicha to Yeshua. So when we repeat this pasuk to ourselves again and again, Rabbeinu Shalom, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am waiting for your Yeshua to save me. Rabbeinu Shalom, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, I am waiting for your Yeshua, I am waiting for you to save yourself. That's chus will Be'ezah Hashem bring us a Yeshua.